Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, Brother Jim gave me an idea the other day and said, you know, you should do an audio for the sisters about being set free in Christ, because so many people, and we do hear this, many people are wanting to be set free in eternity to be with the Father. But what they don't stop to look at is all the freedoms that we have here while we're on this earth serving the Lord. So I went through and made a list of a few of them and some scripture verses to go correspond with them. And I thought I'd go through these with you and hopefully it'd be an encouragement to you. So one thing you're going to notice is a lot of these are already under feminism. So I don't have like a title of feminism because some of them fit right under it. But anyway, one of the main things that we're set free from is the fleshly nature of wanting to be in control. And we see that with Eve in the garden in Genesis. You can read that back in Genesis. And for those of you who are married, it's like being set free from ruling over your husband or wanting your husband to be something he's not, trying to get him to do something or thinking he's not leading like he should be. So you might nitpick, nag. Maybe you just keep suggesting things over and over and over, thinking that the more often you say it, maybe you're just reminding him, you're just trying to help. You might not even be doing it maliciously, but the way it comes off is it's like what Delilah did to Samson. I know she had an ulterior motive, but we can end up being like that. Let's read Judges 16:16. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death. Now that's some pretty serious stuff, that his soul was vexed unto death. We don't want to be like that. We could be set free from that if we're not worried about being in control of our husbands. We can also be set free of trying to be in control of our life and our destiny. You know, if we're walking in the Spirit, God is going to guide us. We don't have to be the one that forces our way through that. And going back to the husbands, you know, God knows all. And if you've got a husband, either he's, even if he's a godly husband, he could make some mistakes leading his home and his life. And you might be married to a man who is not a believer or is just disobedient to the word, whatever that would be. And what we want to do as women, we want to be in control. We want to make sure that we have some say in it. We need to lay that down. We're set free from that. We don't have to bear that burden anymore. And how do we know that God isn't going to allow a man, whether he's a godly man or not, that... Hold on one second. Just got a distraction here. All right, I'm back. Brother Jim was texting me something. He had a question. So anyway, how do we know that God isn't going to allow a husband to make foolish choices, make some decisions that don't seem right to us, and then maybe later on down the road use them to help him see something or understand or convict him or turn him? So we don't know these things. You know, in I believe it's 1 Peter 3 where it talks about Sarah who trusted in God, the holy women of old. She was trusting in God, and a lot of those women had to have a lot of trust because some of their husbands did some things that would be really hard to deal with. I'm sure you have read enough of them. Anyway, let's move on. We could be set free from being ruled by vanity and pride. So some of the obvious things that we could be set free from, and maybe some of you haven't encountered these, but probably most of you have. You know, all the time and energy of putting on makeup, finding the right makeup first, and doing your hair and styling it and washing it and blow drying it and all that time wasting and money wasting energy and looking for the clothes, just the right outfit that portrays who you are on this day and whatever kind of style you're looking for. It's insane. I just roll my eyes just even thinking about some of the things I went through on this. We don't even have to worry about any of that. We also don't have to worry about what our body looks like as we get older or we have children, because we don't have the vanity and pride of trying to make ourselves look absolutely perfect, because we're not comparing ourselves to anybody anymore. We're just going to simply live for the Lord and be who we are. Wow, what freedom is that? And after we forsake those sins, we're so set free to focus on the things of God, what's good and true. And I want to read Philippians 4, 8, and 9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, and if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Wow, what freedom in that, huh? The next one kind of goes along with this. We're set free in our clothing. Kind of mentioned some of that. All the time and energy you're spending looking for the clothes, spending them, you didn't like it, you give it away, you go buy something new, and every year the trend changes and you got to go chasing after it. We're set free from the sin of lasciviousness and nakedness, biblical nakedness, of running around looking like harlots. Even if you didn't look like what you thought was a harlot, you're still running around unbiblical and chasing after what we shouldn't be chasing after. It focused on ourselves and adorning it with our clothes. And so we don't have to worry about that anymore. It's all left behind. And now it's so much easier. There's so much freedom in dressing biblical. I know, because I've tried all that other stuff before. And now if it's long, it's loose, it's unadorned, it's going to be biblical. I mean, if it fits you right and it's covering everything. And you know what's great about this? This is another freedom. Think about this. It's so big and loose that you can lay your clothes underneath it to stay warm in the winter, or when you don't have to put those on under there, it's like Brother Jim calls it air conditioning, because it's loose and flowing, the air flows all the way through it, keeps you a lot cooler in the summer. So that's pretty awesome. And I wanted to read Romans 6:18. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. We don't have to focus on all that. We got more time to focus on righteousness. We're also set free from status. And by that I mean like people who are popular or in like a lifted up, elevated, worldly position. And it's a burden that we just lay down to become simple servants. I'm going to read 1 Peter 2:16. As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Just like our Savior came, he was a servant. That's what we should be seeking to be, not having the status and the elevated position. Another thing we're set free from is upholding a worldly reputation. You know, that's like, who you built yourself up to be, like when you were an unregenerate person, such as being like the life of the party, the popular one, the one that was always the leader, or trying to work your way up the corporate ladder, whatever it is, that reputation you were trying to make for yourself, you no longer have to maintain that. You forsake it. You don't have to worry about it anymore. And I want to read 1 Peter 2:11 through 15. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation, which should be like your life and your living witness, honest among the Gentiles, that, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Yeah, so if you want a reputation, let it be on the things of God. Amen, sisters? Another thing that we're set free from is worry. Worry about our future or persecution or anything that's encompassed in that, because, you know, our Father's in control. And I love this one, Matthew 6:27. This tells you how much worry gets you. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? You can't. So why are you even worried about things like that? Verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So we don't even want to worry about tomorrow. Let's just do what the Lord has for us today and let him worry about all that. Another thing we're set free from is guilt. And that's a huge one for women, because we have a harder time shedding that guilt. We have to learn how to forgive ourselves, because Christ has forgiven us if we've repented. And I'll just share from personal experience, I had to struggle with guilt from raising my children in the ways of the world. As Apostle Paul said, he did things in his ignorance. I did too. I didn't know the truth of God then. And you reap what you sow. Now I have children who are not serving the Lord, they're serving Satan, but maybe someday. When I say serving Satan, they're not Satan worshipers, but they're not serving God, so they're under the control of Satan. And maybe someday they will repent. There's always hope when there's breath in people. So another thing women might be feeling guilty about is like past relationships. You know, before you were in Christ, you might have treated people bad. You might have destroyed relationships. I don't know, things like that. I know I did plenty of that. And you have to set that all down. You know why? Because when you repented and you were born again, Christ washed all that away. So we have to lay all that down so we can be free, so we can be free to focus on what we need to. And we've become a new creation. The old is gone, the new is here. We can't be putting our hand to the plow and looking backwards. We have to look forward. And I love this, Jeremiah 24:7. And I will give them a new heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart. And of course we know 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All right, here's another one, a big one. Emotions. We see this. Women are ruled. They're so totally ruled by their emotions. And this is one of the biggest things I'm always encouraging women to learn how to control, not let them control you. And it's a fine line, and it takes maturity and experience, and I'm still working on mine. I actually did an audio about seeing with truth and not emotions, just giving some ideas. And, you know, when we learn how to control our emotions, we can stand strong on the decisions that line up with God's word and not second guess it with our emotions. Because we know women, well, men too, but I'm talking to women, who can be very biblically sound and they see it in the word and they could make a solid decision and stand on it and not worry about the ramifications or persecutions or any of that other stuff, but they don't. They stop, they second guess it, and then they start running by their emotions because they don't want to deal with what might come if they stand hard in the word. So I want to read Titus 2:4, that they may teach the young women to be sober. That means sound of mind. And if you've got a sound mind, you're not ruled by your emotions. To love their husbands and to love their children. So women need to have a sound mind and be steadfast in the faith, solid on the word, and they won't be ruled by their emotions. All right, we can also be set free from idols. Idols such as ourselves. I used to idolize myself. I hated myself, but yet there were things that I would idolize about it. Like, or let me back that up. You can idolize yourself, like your self-image, what you look like, and you can idolize it to the point that even if you don't have what you want, you're always looking for it. That's an idol. You could have your husband as an idol, children, homes, possessions, activities. You know, when we throw all that away, we've got so much more time and freedom to focus on the things of God. It's amazing. Let's read 1 John 5:20 and 21. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God, the eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. And I'm going to wrap it up with one more. There's a whole bunch more we could go, but I'm just going to do one more here. It's December. And that's the time for Christmas. I won't even call it the other word that the world does because it's not, I don't like that. I'm going to call it what it is. It's Christmas. It's a pagan holiday. It's a wicked day. If any of you celebrate this, you need to check your heart, read the scriptures, and I'm going to give you one reason. There's a whole list of reasons why we shouldn't even celebrate this so-called holiday. It's a lie. Revelation 22, 14, and 15. If you love and practice a lie, you're going to be left outside the gates. I don't want that for you, sisters. You need to repent of all your sins, but this is a big one that seems to deceive a lot of people, and we've noticed that when people start shedding some of this big stuff, it's not big. It's all big. There's no little and big, but in the perception of people's minds, this is a big one. And when they start tearing down some of these, some of the rest of them flow right along. So anyway, you know, we can be set free from all the worldly festivities of Christmas and Easter and the worldly holiday celebrations and, you know, all this running to and fro and participating in all those pagan things. It empties out your pocketbook. It sucks all your time out from your calendar and sometimes pretty much can drive you crazy because you're always chasing after that. But when you're new in Christ and you separate yourself from all that worldliness, wow, I'm telling you, you have a lot of time to be set free to focus on the things of God and the work that he has before you. It's pretty amazing. So, you know, I'm going to wrap it up with this verse here that says it all. Are you ready? John 8:32. I'm pretty sure most of you knew what I was going to say. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah, sisters. We can be set free from all that. And that's why I did this. I hope it helps encourage you.
and you strive on, be set free from all that, and march forward in Christ. We love you all, and until next time, have a joyous evening. May God be praised.